This is BPR News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Recently released data from Duke Energy is raising new concerns about contaminated water at an Asheville coal plant and others around the state. The groundwater at the Asheville plant had levels of radioactivity 38 times the federal safety standard. High levels of radium were found at 11 out of 18 Duke Energy plants in the state. The highest levels were at the Lake Julian plant in Asheville. Hartwell Carson is the French Broad River keeper.
We've known for a long time that burying toxic coal ash in unlined holes in the ground next to our waterways is a bad idea. I mean, we've been sounding the alarm on this issue for, you know, many, many years now.
The data is from Duke Energy itself, which is complying with an EPA monitoring rule. And as Duke spokesperson Paige Sheehan notes, it's a measure of groundwater immediately next to the coal ash basin.
There are not private wells there. There are not people there. And we've been very transparent about noting that underneath an earthen impoundment, you will have some impact to groundwater.
Avner Vingosh is a professor of geochemistry and water quality at Duke University.
To say it's not a risk, I would disagree with that because they need to have the proof to show that this contaminated groundwater has not migrated further from the coal ash pond area towards the drinking water well.
Vingosh adds he doesn't think people should be indifferent to the possibility that the contaminated water is migrating.
They're not going to stay there. They're going to continue to flow. It's not a closed system. It's an open system, and where people living next to coal ash pond, there is a potential of this contaminated groundwater to flow towards drinking water well. So we have now a potential of groundwater flow. It could take decades, it could take years, it could be tomorrow when those contaminated groundwater would arrive into drinking water wells.
Vingosh notes that once the water is contaminated, it stays contaminated unless it's cleaned up. Radium is not something that's going to biodegrade. It's basically permanent, and scientists have linked consuming high amounts of radium to higher levels of cancer. There are a handful of people who live near the Asheville plant. Most of them are connected to the city's drinking water. Again, Paige Sheehan.
We know that radium is naturally occurring, and we also know that it can be in coal ash. So you would absolutely expect to see some levels of it. The next step really is for the scientists to understand how much of it is in the soil and the rocks in that region, and then how much of it comes from coal ash.
Vingosh says the geology could be a factor, but probably just a small one.
I have not seen that elevated level in natural occurring setting in North Carolina. We have measured radium, naturally occurring radium, in some cases exceeding the drinking water regulation, but the level of radium we found was not similar to what was just now revealed in those wells, much, much lower.
So what does all this mean? Duke Energy's Paige Sheehan says environmentalists are trying to push an agenda by pointing out a problem that's already being addressed.
We're already closing the Asheville facility, the coal facility there. The basins are well on their way to being closed and excavated with the material all recycled. As we dewater these basins and close these basins, we expect that that will also mitigate impacts to groundwater.
Indeed, the Lake Julian plant is being closed and replaced with a natural gas facility where coal ash won't be an issue. But the Asheville plant is just one of many, says Hartwell Carson, the French Broad River keeper. He points out Duke was pressured to clean up the Asheville plant, and that it's a good thing they learned of this data with mitigation already several years in progress. But it's still not enough.
They're continuing to burn coal. They're continuing to dump their ash in unlined landfills. And so there's still more work around the state that needs to be done. A lot has been accomplished, and a lot of these sites are being cleaned up, but there's a good many that still are out there.
Duke Energy is a business sponsor of BPR. For BPR News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.